Brooke, this is for 4 wins in a row today.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing a first-timer.
Oh,
never done
sweet.
This before. His name's JD from Gig Harbor. Hey, JD.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you just going by initials in case you embarrass yourself and you just don't want people to know who you are?
Funny enough, my initials are JD, but my name is actually spelt out J-A-Y-D-E.
So. Shut up.
Oh, wow.
That's really funny.
That's great, man.
Why'd they spell it out?
It's a long story. I'll have to ask my mom, but apparently that's what her and my dad decided on.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Right.
Well, here we go. We're about to take your Winbrooks Bucks virginity here. Brooke will try and be gentle with you, but
I
can't promise
anything.
I never am. No.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right, let's go.
You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready, man?
Let's go.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 1998, what teen drama series starring James Vanderbeek and Katie Holmes premiered on the WB?
Dawson's Creek.
In 1973, which company manufactured the world's first cell phone? Apple, Nokia, or Motorola?
Nokia.
What type of creature is Shrek? Who was the first U.S. president to be from the Democratic Party?
James Madison.
All right.
Not James Madison. Can I change my answer?
It's
no.
too late now, Brooke's and Brooke's coming in. Back into the
Here,
studio.
Tell me, what is it?
No. So, JD, other than the interesting spelling of your name, what else should we know about you?
I am an athlete. I graduated high school with 12 varsity letters.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, which letters?
Football, wrestling, and track.
J and D.
J, no. Yeah, he has the J and the D. X, Y.
Dude, that's impressive, bro.
Appreciate that.
Are you still athletic, or was that your glory days?
I have 3 children now, so I'm a little less athletic, but working back towards it, definitely.
Okay.
Chasing the kids
Good
around
for you.
Is now
Good
the...
for you. Sounds like you have a lot of future in being a volunteer coach.
Yeah, wrestling coach, absolutely.
Okay, nice.
All right. Brooks, your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1998, what teen drama series starring James Vanderbeek and Katie Holmes premiered on the WB?
Pass.
In 1973, which company manufactured the world's first cell phone? Apple, Nokia, or Motorola?
Nokia.
What type of creature is Shrek?
Monster.
Who was the first U.S. president to be from the Democratic Party?
JFK.
In which city is the famous Kentucky Derby held each year? Got our answers in.
That was JFK, the first president you asked for.
Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you did with Jose.
I want to be addicted to roller skating, not crap.
Bolaños.
JD, you got 1 correct today, my man.
Oh, no.
Did you let her in roller skating, JD? Or crack smoke.
Brooke, you did get an extra question in.
I don't even know if I got 1.
You needed it because you only got 1.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, JD, I'm sorry. A tie does go to the house. Well, we'll go over the answers for everybody here. On this day in 1998, the teen drama series with James Vanderbeek and Katie Holmes on the WB is
Dawson's Creek.
That's right.
Save my life.
The company that manufactured the world's first cell phone in 1973 would be Motorola. Mm.
Hello, Moto.
Shrek is an ogre.
I'm an ogre.
Ogre.
Yells it over and over.
The first U.S. president from the Democratic Party is Andrew Jackson, the 7th president. Right. And the Kentucky Derby is held every year in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville,
Kentucky.
Louisville.
So I'm sorry, JD, no cash today. But just for playing, you won a Blu-ray combo pack of the movie The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. The movie received a rousing 30% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. But
literally
I think
I've never heard of that movie.
I think it's only because most grandpas don't know how to work a Blu-ray player.
Well, you can watch it on repeat now.
Yeah. So enjoy that, JD. Thank you so much for playing with us. We'll be back to play Winbrooks Bucks same time tomorrow.